Imagine that from the day you were born till the age of 25, you have been isolated in a room without any contact with the outside world. The room is equipped to provide you with most daily necessary needs. Other needs, such as meals, are provided to you through non-human contact. During these years, you never meet anyone, and you are never provided with an education. In other words, you have no cognitive influence. Now imagine that one day you wake up to find a strange object on the floor. Soon after lifting the object, a sharp pain emerges from your fingers. The pain is accompanied by small drops of blood. You look at your hand in wonder as you experience a typical phobic reaction characterized by an increase in blood pressure and heart rate. Observation: you have just experienced your first moment of pain and fear in the form of laceration and hemophobia. A few days after learning about pain and fear, a mouse is deliberately introduced into the room. After wandering around, the mouse eventually makes its way to the blade. After sniffing the blade and its nose being lacerated by the sharp edge of the metal, the mouse cries out in agonizing pain. With its own blood dripping from its nose, the mouse reaches out desperately, pawing at its face. A week later, the mouse makes its presence one more time. As it moves towards the blade, you find yourself desperately running towards the mouse, lifting it and taking it to the other side of the room in an effort to keep it from harm. Observation: you have just experienced your first moment of empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. Summation: morality is not something given to you. Morality is not something that you are born with. Observation and empathy leads to morality.